Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Epiphany is the season of light, the season of the church year, which goes from now until Lent, which recognizes the light of Christ revealed in the world. The stories of Epiphany are stories of revelation of who Jesus is and what he means in the world. It begins with this strange story of magi who see a rising star and recognize it as a sign that a king has been born. They go seeking the king, coming at last to the home of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in Bethlehem. They worship Jesus and give him the gifts fit for a king. With this story of the Magi, Matthew makes it clear that Jesus is not only the Messiah the Jews have waited for, the king of the line of David, which is what the whole first chapter of Matthew's gospel is about, but also a king and savior for the Gentiles as well. Here, at the beginning of his story of Jesus, Matthew is telling us that this miraculous birth is good news for all the world. In the coming weeks of the season of Epiphany, we will hear stories of Jesus being revealed as a teacher and healer and miracle worker, as a prophet and a fulfillment of prophecy, and as God's own beloved Son at his baptism and transfiguration. This whole season of Epiphany is an invitation to see the light of Jesus as he is revealed to be our Savior, God incarnate in the world for the sake of God's love. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Lift up your eyes and look around. As we read the story of the star which leads the Magi to Jesus, and all the stories about the light of Jesus which has come into the world, we are also invited to look for where the light of Jesus shines in our world today. It's not always easy to see. In the midst of the violence and oppression that we see rampant in the world around us, all those things that we lamented a few minutes ago are real and painful and overwhelming. But there is a choice we can make to be in places where God's light shines, to look around us for ways that God's light shines, and to be people who shine God's light in the world. Yesterday, I spent the morning at a meeting of the Policy Committee for Lutheran Advocacy Ministry, New Mexico. Many of you know that we have long supported Lutheran Advocacy Ministry, which is a full-time legislative advocacy office supporting legislation in New Mexico that addresses poverty and hunger in our state, and invites congregations and individuals of faith into that work of advocating for people in need. Our director, Kurt, who's a member and here today, started us off with a devotion from Meta Herrick Carlson's book, Ordinary Blessings. Now, I didn't have a chance to get the book from Kurt last night when I was deciding to throw this into the sermon, but what I wrote in my notes, the phrases that caught my attention were these, and this is the blessing for more than tolerance. It's unnatural to barely put up with one another. We are not built for mere tolerance, but to delight in God's manifold image decorating each person. I love that. To delight in God's manifold image decorating each person. That sounds like something our Reconciling in Christ group talked about as we developed our welcome statement, that image of God in each person. We have a number of new members on that committee, and so Kurt invited us to share a bit about how each of us had gotten involved in this work. And it was so inspiring to hear as each person shared stories of seeing the need and injustice in the world around them and feeling that desire, that urge to respond. People involved in work for LGBTQ rights, for anti-racism work, for voting rights, and work on behalf of people with disabilities. People who had crossed the border to stay with and learn from families in Juarez living in abject poverty. All our stories were different, but all shared the common thread of working for the dignity and wholeness of all people. Together, we embodied the words of the devotion Kurt had shared with us, celebrating God's image decorating each person, and letting that lead us into the work that we do for each person's flourishing. We've all known countless people like those I shared a table with yesterday, those who work tirelessly for our neighbors at the border and across oceans, those who write letters to our nation's legislators on behalf of hungry people, those who work to support unhoused families here in our city, those who remind us when our budget gets tight that we have to maintain our commitment to generous giving in support of ministries beyond our own. We know them, and we are them. We are the people who have seen the deep darkness around us and have been called to shine our own lights of love and hope. We are the people who embody that idea of seeing and taking delight in God's manifold image in each person. This past week, Bishop Megan, our newish bishop in the Rocky Mountain Synod, sent out a letter that she had written along with the four other bishops and the vice presidents of Region 2, which is this kind of southwest region of the ELCA. They began their letter with these words from Howard Thurman, called The Work of Christmas. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart. And so in their letter, they write, "Dear friends in Christ, in this Christmas season, we pray that you and your loved ones have found moments of true joy and peace in your celebrations. As the world prepares to greet a new year, we also turn to the days ahead in deep prayer and honest pondering. What will this time bring to our neighbors and communities, to our families and our own lives? What will it mean to be the church and engage in the work of Christmas now in the places where we are? As bishops and elected leaders, we represent more than 500 congregations, Lutheran congregations, and ministries in Arizona, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. The people of our synods live in cities and small towns, near mountain ranges and ocean tides, in deserts and on prairies. We speak many different languages and carry many different stories, and we are all part of the same body of Christ. As Lutheran followers of Jesus, we are concerned for many of our neighbors and members in our communities, nation, and around the world, who are experiencing a high degree of anxiety in these times, particularly those whose identities put them at risk or make them vulnerable as political targets. Knowing that our church includes people of every political affiliation, still as Christians we are called not simply to agree to disagree, but to seek in faithful discernment the guidance of the Holy Spirit in loving and serving God and our neighbor according to the example of Jesus Christ. We do this as we gather to hear the word proclaimed and share the sacraments. And we do this as we are sent out in service to use the gifts God has given us for the vocations to which God has called us in our work, relationships, and communities. In all that we do, in worship and discipleship, in our striving to share and be good news for our neighbors, we remember that we do not do this to earn or deserve God's love. God's love is already abundantly given to us and all people. And their letter concludes, as the work of Christmas begins, our prayers for all the people of our synods and for all our neighbors are that we may come to more fully know, share, and embody the good news of great joy for all people that Jesus brings to our world. May this promised good news of justice, peace, and love truly come to all people in our time. In these words of our bishops and elected leaders in this corner of the ELCA, I am reminded that we are part of something bigger than ourselves. And when we hold our small candle lights together, we can make a real difference in the world. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and you have a light to shine as well. Lift up your eyes and look around to see where the world has need of your light. To see how the light of Christ shines on in this world, wherever we offer our hands and voices to care for one another and share the love of God. Arise, shine your light, people of God. Amen.